A closer look. Lady Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, narrated. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, never satisfied his hunger, and he, peace be upon him, never complained to anyone. He found poverty preferable to affluence and richness. Even if he, peace be upon him, spent the night starving until morning, this would not keep him from fasting during the day. Though had he wished to ask his Lord to give him the treasures of the earth, its fruits and its luxuries, from its eastern and western parts, he, peace be upon him, could have done so. I might have cried out of pity for him for the hunger he suffered. I would pass my hand over his stomach and say, may my soul be scarified for you. If only you would satisfy yourself from this world with what sustains and protects you from hunger. Here said, O Aisha, my brothers from the messengers of strong will showed patience over what is harder than this, and they departed in this state of theirs. They came to their Lord, who honored their return and rewarded them generously. I would feel shame if I lived in such luxury that it makes me fall behind them. Therefore, patience for a few days is more beloved to me than having my share lessened tomorrow and the hereafter, and nothing is more beloved to me than joining my brothers. 1. His house. Atta al-Khurasani narrated, I had the chance of seeing the chambers of the messengers' wives, built of palm branches with sackcloth from black hair on their doors. Then I witnessed the letter of al-Walid bin Abdul Malik being read, in which he commanded the incorporation of the houses of the Prophet's wives into the Prophet's masjid. I never saw the man as tearful as I saw him on that day. I also heard Sa'd bin al-Muzayyib saying on that day, by Allah, I wish that they would leave them as they were, so that rising generation from the people of Medina would grow up and comers from faraway lands would come and see with what did the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, content himself in his life. Perhaps it might exhort them to renounce pride and mutual rivalry for piling up of worldly gains. Abu Umama said on that day, if only they were left and were not demolished, so that people might lower their buildings and see what Allah chose for his Prophet, peace be upon him, while having in his hands the keys to the treasuries of this world. His furniture. Umar bin al-Khattab narrated, I came to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, while he was lying on a mat. I sat down, so he, peace be upon him, drew up his azar over himself. He, peace be upon him, had nothing else over him, and the mat had left its imprint on his side. I gazed into the closet of the Messenger of Allah. I saw only a handful of barley about one sa, a measure of food, an equal amount of mimosa leaves in the corner of the room, and hanging untanned leather, so my tears preceded me. He, peace be upon him, said, what makes you cry, O Ibn al-Khattab? I said, O Prophet of Allah, why should I not cry when this mat has left its imprint on your side, and this is your closet? I see nothing inside it except what I see. And there, Caesar, the King of Rome, and Khosrows, the Emperor of Persia, living in luxury, and you are the Messenger of Allah, his chosen one, and that is your closet. He, peace be upon him, said, O Ibn al-Khattab, would it not please you that we have the hereafter, and they have this worldly life? I said, yes. Lady Aisha said, the mattress of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, was made of tan leather and its filling was palm fibers. Anas bin Malik said, the Prophet, peace be upon him, never ate at a dining table, or on plates, and he, peace be upon him, never ate thin, well-baked bread, i.e. good quality bread. Anas bin Malik T said, the cup of the Prophet, peace be upon him, broke, so he, peace be upon him, mended the cracked area with a silver chain. His subsistence. O Allah, make the livelihood of Muhammad's family bear subsistence, 8, was the supplication of the Prophet, peace be upon him, for himself and his family. Ibn Abbas T said, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, would spend successive nights hungry, his family had no food for supper. Most of their bread was barley bread. Said, a complete month would pass during which we, the family of Muhammad R, would not kindle a fire, for cooking. We subsisted only on water and dates. Abu Huraira T said, the family of Muhammad, peace be upon him, did not eat their fill for 3 successive days until he, peace be upon him, died. Lady Aisha said, whenever the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, came to me, he, peace be upon him, would ask, do you have food? If I said, no, he, peace be upon him, would say, then I am fasting. 12. Abu Huraira T said, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, left this world without satisfying his hunger even with barley bread. The Prophet, peace be upon him, never ate thin bread or a roasted sheep until he, peace be upon him, met Allah, died." Umar bin al-Khattab T said, "I saw the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, keep writhing, of hunger, the whole day, when he, peace be upon him, could not find enough bad, dried dates to fill his stomach." Anas bin Malik T narrated that Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, handed to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, a crumb of barley bread, so he, peace be upon him, said, "This is the first food your father has eaten for 3 days." Abu Huraira T narrated that hot food was brought to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, one day, so he, peace be upon him, ate, and upon finishing, he, peace be upon him, said, "All thanks and praises to Allah. Hot food has not entered my stomach since such and such day." His clothing. Abu Burda T said, "Aisha brought out to us a patched garment and a coarse azar, and she said, in these two pieces of clothing, was the soul of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, taken." Lady Aisha said, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, prayed in a kamisa, a striped woolen garment, that had markings. During Salah, he, peace be upon him, cast one look at its markings. When he, peace be upon him, finished praying, he, peace be upon him, said, take this kamisa of mine to Abu Jam and bring me the inbayaniya, a plain, coarse garment, of Abu Jam. It has distracted me from my salah." His possessions. Amr bin al-Harid T said, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, did not leave anything behind, after his death, except his white mule, his weapon, and a piece of land which he, peace be upon him, bequeathed to charity." Lady Aisha said, "During his last illness, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, asked, O Aisha, what happened to the gold? So I brought him between 5 and 7, or 8 or 9, dinars. He, peace be upon him, started turning them with his hand and said, what may Muhammad expect of Allah, glorified and exalted is he, if he meets him and these are with him? Spend them.